And President Bush is in Tanzania today, where he's focusing on HIV/AIDS and malaria prevention. His goodwill tour of Africa is focused on the success stories of U.S. humanitarian aid. But the president has also tried to draw attention to his administration's attempts at conflict resolution in the region. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Which side of the truth do you tell first? That has been the dilemma of President Bush's tour of Africa. The president is visiting five of the continent's most stable democracies, where U.S. aid has made a material difference in malaria and HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment. Today, the president and Mrs. Bush will visit a hospital in Arusha, Tanzania, that was built with money from the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. And Ambassador Mike Dybul, the U.S. Global AIDS coordinator, says the ripple effect of the administration's disease prevention program in Africa is tremendous.
An x-ray machine to look for tuberculosis for an AIDS patient will be used to look for a broken bone. A chemistry panel that had never existed before to monitor the toxicity of the AIDS drugs can now be used for everything else. These programs are the cutting edge of actually building health systems.
But another side of the truth is that Africa has more than 50 countries, and hotspots are over nearly every horizon. Today, Mr. Bush is dispatching Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Kenya to second mediation efforts by former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan to resolve a political conflict there that has killed more than 1,000 people. Mr. Bush is also urging a greater international peacekeeping presence in Darfur, Sudan, where the administration says genocide is taking place. Whether the president's efforts on these fronts will make a material difference is unclear. So which side of the truth do you tell first? Well, Mr. Bush had an answer to that question as well.
Now, there's still a lot of conflict here on this continent. I understand that. I was asked yesterday, well, how come you're not going to the places of conflict? Well, one reason you go to places of success is to show people what's possible.
Mr. Bush heads to Rwanda tomorrow. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Dar es Salaam.